Now, film fans out there, a new movie entitled Miss You Already premiered just over a week ago in London's West End. It's a film about two best friends, Jess and Millie, played by Toni Collette and Drew Barrymore, who from young children to adulthood do absolutely everything together. The film, directed by Catherine Hardwicke, who made 13 and Twilight, the first film in the Twilight series, captures through laughter the strains of friendship and life as Jess struggles to start a family with her boyfriend Jago, and Millie's life nears on falling apart when she is diagnosed with breast cancer. The film deals with the struggles in a very frank and open way, yet somehow you don't quite know when to smile or shed a tear, as we hear in the movie trailer.
Firstly, can I just make it clear that this is not my 40th?
Just so you know, I had no knowledge of this party. Kit did it all on his own.
I've got some good ones. This is when they went to Ibiza.
That was after Millie ate organic mushrooms.
This was when you both were missing for 2 weeks.
It was before cell phones.
Okay!
I did it. I got you home.
You are a terrible driver.
In you go.
All right. I miss you already.
Miss you already.
Hi.
Hey. What are you up to at lunchtime?
Is everything okay? You found out a week ago?
Well, how could the tumor have gotten so big?
Because it's aggressive, like you.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a place somewhere that's between dream and awake.
The lovely nurse puts chemotherapy into the IV drip. And the medicine is like an army of soldiers. They all march into Mummy's body.
Left, right.
You kind of look like a superhero.
I want chemotherapy!
Please tell me that you're not going to do that for the next 9 months.
Jess, you should tell her.
I just don't want to rub it in that my life is great right now.
Colour? Something that matches.
Upstairs or downstairs?
The sun actually will come out tomorrow.
If another person looks at me with sad eyes, I am going to projectile vomit.
Oh!
Turn it up!
Life is bigger. It's bigger.
You didn't tell me because you think it's just another thing I might not see.
Breathe, Jess.
I want Millie.
Keep pushing. I know you can do it.
Thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing.
I really want there to be a heaven.
I think they'd let me in there.
I think I thought I saw you try.
Not unless they've lowered the entry requirements.
Now, starring alongside Drew Barrymore and Toni Collette, playing the young son of the family is local Oxted 8-year-old Ryan Baker, who brings sheer not knowing, not understanding delight to the film, as we hear in this clip.
Mum, we made food for you.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Nutella and crisp sandwiches. Mm. And we bought you a new mug.
I made tea, but Dad won't let me boil the kettle, so it's hot tap.
Tap or to tea. Oh, thank you, children. I'm not too peckish at the minute, but I think Auntie Jess is, and she would love a cup of tea.
I'll make her one.
No, just give her mine. Oh, Nutella and crisps, you say?
Yeah.
On white bread?
Now, off camera, Ryan is a delight to meet, as I found out when I caught up with him and his mum, Kim, last weekend at home. A huge sense of humour, and once he was able to pause his game, we spoke. Now, every young person around 8 years old likes their computer games, but sometimes they get into a little bit of football, maybe into a little bit of dance, but sometimes you get someone very, very special. And I'm with someone very special now. His name is Ryan Baker. He's 8 years old, and you're a movie star, aren't you, Ryan?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the film you starred in?
Well, the film what I was in was the first film I've ever done, and it was really, really fun, and I think that I can just do this for the rest of my life.
Now, it's about best friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy making the film?
Definitely.
What was the highlighted moment? What was your favourite part of making the movie?
When I got to see the actors.
And what was it like working along some such big names?
I don't know. I just didn't really think about it. I just done it.
That's a good answer.
I don't know.
Now, the film is a bit of an experience for you, isn't it? And you've enjoyed making it. What happened behind the scenes? What was it like with all your friends from school and telling them?
Well, I was really, really shy telling them. And then once I've done it to one person, I was just doing it to everyone who's my friends.
And what happened on set? Do you have to take lessons on set as well?
When we're not on set, we go into a building and then we do some maths and stuff.
Was that really good?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, just tell us about the premiere night, because I know you took Mummy and Daddy with you, and we'll have a chat with Mum in a moment, but just tell us, what was it like walking down the pink carpet?
It was really, really... Well, I thought it was going to be red, but it was actually pink, and then I was just like, pink! Yay! Yeah! And I thought it was going to be red, but it was actually pink. And then I thought I was really, really special walking down the red pink carpet.
That's brilliant. Ryan, thank you very much. And many congratulations on your first starring role. I know you've been having some more auditions of recent. And I wish you all the best with those.
Thank you.
Now, Kim, your mum, just tell us a little bit about the background here, because obviously Ryan being a local school child and obviously doing the things that normal children like to do, but something very special happened.
Yeah, it was very surreal. You know, we weren't expecting it at all. And we took him to a stagecoach workshop about 2 years ago, and he was spotted by a casting director there who put us in touch with an agent in London. And at first, it took me about 3 days to pluck up the courage to phone this agent, because it was like, agent? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so he signed Ryan up, and since then we've just taken him to auditions left, right and centre. Some we get, some you don't, and it's just what Ryan wants to do, you know?
It is a nice feeling seeing him up on the big screen, I bet.
Oh, it was just amazing. You know, I looked at Ryan, I was like, that's my son. You know, but it was just like looking at Ryan like I would at home. You know, he's just amazing. Really was.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. And Ryan, thank you again.
You're welcome.
That was Ryan and Kim Baker, who spoke to me the other weekend. Now, since the premiere, there's been a lot of local support and interest in getting the film shown at the Everyman Cinema in Oxted. I'm joined by local journalist Kevin Black on the line, who picked up on the story and has reported both in print and online. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
What first drew you to this amazing story?
Well, there's a parallel here of a story several years ago when I found myself outside the Oxted cinema with a young lady from Woldingham School with a film called Pride and Prejudice that no one had really taken any attention to. And this young lady was Kerry Mulligan. And I photographed her all on my own, and nowadays you couldn't get near Kerry Mulligan. So that set the ball in motion for the Everyman Cinema to hopefully show films with local stars. And then Kim, Ryan's mum, had mentioned the fact that they were trying to get the local cinema to show the movie. So I decided, well, let's see what the public think, and we opened up the Facebook group to all and sundry to make comments on the Everyman Cinema Facebook page, hoping that we could say to them, look, there's a massive following for young Ryan, who's a star in the making, and could we show the film? So hopefully that has helped to not only publicise the film and the cinema itself, but also to make Ryan a little star in the making locally.
Well, it is a bit tricky doing that, isn't it? I mean, putting pressure on the cinema itself from the front door, so to speak, rather than perhaps writing to head office and getting that brought about, Kevin.
No, it's all publicity. We know the cinema's there as a business. It wants to sell tickets. And this was merely an aid to selling tickets on the business end and also to publicise a local lad in the making.
I'm joined in the studio by Louise Bannister, who is the manager of the Everyman Cinema Oxley. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Just follow up from that. The request to see a film like this must be few and far between.
We do actually get quite a lot of requests for films. I mean, people pop in all the time and say, oh, are you going to show this film? And, you know, if enough people ask, we think, oh, you know, actually it might be worth doing this a couple of times a week. And, you know, it's always worth a try, popping a film on.
Now, getting permissions to show the film and alter schedules must be quite tricky and complex.
Well, we have an amazing film booking team up at head office, Luke and Roy. They're awesome. And I email them probably about 3 times a week for the past 2 months, asking them about this film. You know, have you heard anything? Can we have it on? And, you know, eventually they got back to me and they were just like, yeah, no, this is definitely something that we can look at doing. Actually getting the film in is, you know, they talk to the distributors of the film, and this is E1, owned by E1, and it's just talking to them and saying, you know, look, we want to show this film at our cinema, these are the type of people that will come and watch it, we think we're going to get this many admits, and then the distributors turn around and say, yeah, no, that's fine, let's pop it on.
It must be difficult for you. I mean, you're listening to public opinion, and you've got people like Kevin out there as a journalist, they do write things, that's what journalists do, and the pressure's put on, and you've got people like me at the right to head office as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, people wanted to see this film, they want to know what's going on. I actually rang him a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, this is what's happening right now, we're trying to get the film on, we're in negotiations, going to have it a couple of times in 1 week, and, you know, yeah, it just kind of rolled on from there. Yeah.
And you've got some great news for us, haven't you, to share this morning?
I do. We're actually going to be showing the film on the 16th and the 18th of October. We're going to have a little sort of premiere for Kim and Ryan on the 16th at 2:45, and then it's going to be showing early evening on the 18th.
So how would people get tickets to come along to that premiere and actually meet Ryan?
Well, you can do it in several ways. You can go on our website, which is everymancinema.com. You can come into the venue and book tickets with us and meet us all before you come to the premiere. Or we have a booking line, which you can ring up and book tickets on, which is 0871-906-9060.
Brilliant stuff. Kevin and Louise, thank you very much for joining me here on Suzy Radio this morning.
No problem, Neil. Thank you.
Thank you.